Do you know that God is a God of restoration? Perhaps you're listening to this right now and you're saying, well, Pastor Mark, I've done too many bad things in my life for God to restore me. Well, my friend, that's a lie from the devil, because God is a God of restoration. Look at David. Did he mess up? Did he make mistakes? The answer is yes. But he also knew that God restored his soul. And if God restored David, then God can restore yours if you'll come to him by faith.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Thanks for being with us today on Truth and Fact, and we are in the book of Ezra, chapter 3, verse 1. It says this, "And when the seventh month had come." Now, when reading the book of Ezra, we need to keep one word in mind, and that word is restoration. God was restoring Israel after being in captivity for 70 years. Now, why would God allow his own people to be taken captive by the Babylonians? It's because God's own people were being disobedient and rebellious towards him. God tried many times to get their attention. The Lord sent prophets to warn the people of the consequences of their sin and actions. But you know what? They refused to listen and obey. But after 70 years of captivity or bondage, they are free to go home and rebuild the city of Jerusalem. They are free to rebuild the foundations of the temple. They are free to worship their God. And a remnant of the Jews went back. About 50,000 took their journey home. The first verse says, "And when the seventh month had come." You see, the seventh month was the beginning of the new year. For us, it's January 1st. That's the beginning. But for them, it was the seventh month. Again, keep in mind the word restoration. It was a new beginning for Israel. They had messed up in the past. They had made some mistakes, but now they want to do things right. They desire to follow the scriptures, the law of Moses. They desire to obey the Lord. They don't want to make the same mistake again. So what was God doing? Well, he was restoring Israel. You see, we serve a God of restoration. David said, "He restores my soul." David knew what restoration meant. It was the seventh month. It was the beginning of a new life with God. Perhaps you've made some mistakes. Maybe you're backslidden right now. Perhaps you haven't been serving the Lord like you should be. Maybe you think that God won't forgive you. You've done too many bad things. Well, God will forgive you if you will admit your sin to him right now. He's a God of restoration. He desires to restore your soul. The scripture says if we will confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, what does that mean? One word, restoration. Yes, God has the ability and the power to forgive you of your sins. His blood is sufficient. Colossians 1:14, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." That's it. The price has been paid. The way has been paved. It's because of the precious blood of Jesus that we have forgiveness. But we must repent of our sins and ask Jesus to save us or to restore us. You see, God couldn't restore Israel until they repented. Perhaps as a Christian, you're listening to this right now, and you're thinking, "I've made too many mistakes for God to use me." My friend, it's the seventh month. When God forgives, it's gone. It's placed in the sea of forgetfulness to be remembered no more. This is the beginning of a new year. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Let's quit dwelling on the past. Let's look to the present and the future, as Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Praise God. God restores and he uses those that he does restore, and thank God for his mercy and for his grace. But the question is, can God use me? Well, my friend, let me ask you this. Are you restored? And if so, then yes. See, don't allow the past to keep you from being used for the present. The devil may say you're not worthy. Well, you know what? He's right. I'm not. But my worthiness is not based on my own righteousness. It's based on the blood of Christ. And I throw myself down to the foot of the cross and accept what he did for me. That makes me worthy. My friend, he's a God of restoration.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.